Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Spraggin' the line.
Spraggin' the line.
Spraggin' the line.
Spraggin' the line.
Couple of sponsors here. Sprague and Line brought to you by the Sport of Football. We were fortunate enough to get a break from Sprague's lousy picks this week.
Blue 58! Blue 58!
Don't you check the record, douchebags. I'm number one. Numero uno, this guy.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Swag. Take my betting advice and get a free Dylan Brooks nut punch.
Swagalicious.
Take his betting advice and fade everything he picks.
Hey, Swag won the week last week.
What's the record?
Sprague and Line brought to you by Dylan Brooks. Excuses still more believable than Sprague logic. I didn't do it on purpose, man. I didn't do it on purpose. Sprague and Line brought to you by Punxsutawney Phil. Still has a way higher hit rate than a Sprague pick.
I mean, that's probably true on a statistical average basis.
Nah, you're higher than 33%.
39%.
Is what Punxsutawney Phil is?
That's according to
I don't know if I'm higher than 39%.
On the year you are.
Yeah, for the football season, I am, yeah.
38-24. You're 0-3 last week.
I know.
Swag won the week, technically. Him and KT tied, though. You didn't pick up any ground. You hit Swag on the first half Eagles line.
Yes.
You hit on the under in Kansas City.
I did.
And Cincinnati. You missed on the over.
Missed on the over. That's pretty much
When Purdy went down.
When Purdy went down, that
bet was over. That thing was cooked.
They couldn't score.
KT hit on the under of San Francisco and Philly, and he hit on the Eagles minus 2.5 against the 49ers. He lost on the Bengals. Sprague, you took the 49ers.
I had to do that out of support.
That's okay. I did too. You took the Bengals.
Yikes.
And you took the over in Cincinnati, Kansas City.
Yikes.
I also took the 49ers, and I also took the over in Kansas City in Cincinnati. But I did take the Chiefs, and that one won. So I went 1-2. So season standings, Sprague at 38-24-1.
Mm-hmm.
I am 33-29-1. We're all leaking oil in the playoffs.
Yeah, I've been awful in the playoffs.
KT still slightly below 500. He is now 31-32. And Swag 25-36-2. Okay. Swag, T-Box is yours after a 2-1 weekend.
All right, tonight we'll start in the NBA. Phoenix is a total disaster dumpster fire now. In Boston.
By the way, these don't count. We're playing a no count.
Yeah, no, we're just trying to make some money. The Celtics are laying 10 right now. Oh, it's down to 9?
9.5.
I'm looking at it right now. It's Celtics minus 9. I don't care if Booker comes back and plays tonight. No. Lay the big wood, Celtics minus 9.
That was one of my two bets. Now I'm a little nervous, but I shouldn't be. He went 2-1 last week, so I'll do it too. I don't see how Boston doesn't blow him out. The last game they played, they hung like 175 points on the Brooklyn Nets. I know KD wasn't playing, but that thing was they were up by like 45 at halftime. And the last time Phoenix played, they lost by 32 at home to the Toronto Raptors. No, Atlanta Hawks.
Atlanta Hawks were up by like almost 40 points on them.
The Suns are they suck.
They're awful.
They're not a good team. Boston's rolling right now. I am laying the big wood on the Celtics too.
Okay. Well, then my first pick, I'm taking Portland plus 4.
Ooh, local flavor?
Yeah. I think Portland can outright
plus 150 on the money line.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, I'd probably take the money line bet there, but I'll take the points for the segment.
Okay.
I'll take the points.
Take the points for the segment. Okay. Portland plus the 4. Swag?
Tonight, NHL All-Star Skills Competition.
oh my God.
He's going to hit this, too.
Oh, my God.
Watch him win this.
Write it down.
Nice to see. A lot of times, you know, they let the younger guys kind of get out there. But Alex Ovechkin, having passed Gordie Howe for number 2 in all-time NHL goals, is going to participate in the hardest shot competition. I will take him at plus 300 to win that.
Okay.
Ovechkin, hardest shot competition, plus 300.
Yes.
Get that right?
That's a thing, huh?
Hardest shot. How do you calculate the hardest shot?
Miles per hour.
Miles per hour. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you meant like. I didn't know if it was like a difficulty challenge.
No. Different from the accuracy. So they have the accuracy one where they put the four targets in the corners.
Yes.
And you have to try to get them chipped off in the fewest amount of shots.
Well,
Ray Bourque used to own that competition.
Okay, Ovechkin plus 300 hard shot competition. My second pick going NBA logic. The Sacramento Kings are going to be upset. You know why? De'Aaron Fox did not make the All-Star game. We were just talking about that.
Yes, we were.
I think De'Aaron Fox is in for a big night tonight. Now, they are on the road in Indiana. The Indiana Pacers played last night. What happened when the Indiana Pacers played last night?
They blew a lead.
That they did and lost a heartbreaking game to the Los Angeles Lakers. They're on the second of a back-to-back. The Kings are coming in fresh, ready to go.
That and Halliburton got into the Eastern Conference All-Star.
He's all fat and happy. He's sitting with his fat little girlfriend under a shade tree is what he's doing right now, while De'Aaron Fox is out there hungry, eating, looking to grind. Give me the Kansas City. Give me the Sacramento Kings minus 2.5.
I remember the Kansas City Kings, the days of Otis Birdsong. It was fantastic. Fantastic.
You walk to the arena, use a payphone.
Trolley
Old
to the arena.
Kemper Arena there in Kansas City.
Yeah, look at you.
All right, what else you got, Sprague? Come on, compete.
If I can talk, I will compete. You better watch out. I'm going to compete so hard. Compete your butt off. I'm going to take the over in Charlotte and Detroit. These are two awful-ass teams who score a lot of points and don't care anything about defense. It's 240. Go look at their games. They're like averaging 260 when they play other teams. I'm going to take the over.
Defense
here.
Is conceptual. It's a theory.
It's 239.5. Oh, is it 240 on DraftKings?
Yeah, 240 I'm looking at. Minus 105 for the over, minus 115 on the under.
Okay. All right.
You're screwing me at a half point, but I'll take it anyway.
It's all right. Swag.
Finally, Sunday, English Premier League, Tottenham and Man City. Tottenham's a mess when they play good teams. Their defense just melts down. They will be good for a goal or two. I am going total goals over 3.5. That is a plus 160.
Okay.
Tottenham Man City Sunday morning.
Over 3.5
Get
total
your popcorn.
Goals. Okay. I've seen some people
or
try
your
and
tea and crumpets.
I've seen some people try and argue that betting the Portland Timbers to win the MLS this year is a pretty good bet.
I'll have to go look at.
Wait, why is it a good bet?
MLS
well, just the odds that you're getting in the MLS is a winnable sport. So even if you're not like a super team or whatever, it's a winnable sport. And somebody texted in about this a while back, and they said their odds to win the championship for the league are like eighth or ninth best in the league, but they're the second highest odds to win the Western Conference.
Really?
So when you put those two together, they're giving them a decent chance of winning the West, and then you're in a championship game, and you got a chance to win the whole damn thing.
Okay.
But I think it was like plus 700, plus 800, something like that, somewhere in that ballpark.
I don't know where we're at on whose turn it is.
Oh,
to
yeah,
pick.
Go ahead.
It's been a very confusing segment. I'm going to fade the living hell out of my team in Arizona. I'm taking the Wildcats. Whatever that number is, I'll take it.
Yeah, I haven't seen numbers posted yet for the Saturday college basketball
lines
games.
Aren't even up for today. Like, okay. Portland plays Pepperdine. And
That's Saturday.
I know, but I have zero line on that. Why? Okay. They play tomorrow.
I don't know.
Usually college basketball lines, I think, come out the day of or the evening at the night.
The Timbers, according to DraftKings, plus 5,000 to win the MLS Cup.
There you go. That's what it
plus
was.
5,000?
Plus 5,000 to win the MLS Cup. I might throw a couple of bucks on that.
They're on Apple TV this year.
My Timbers could win it all this year.
Hmm.
Are they happy with their TV deal now, Swag?
It seems like they are.
No, yeah. It's going to be interesting. I think people that follow the entire league, that watch tons of soccer, I think they prefer it. It'll all be in one tidy little spot. I think people that locally just wanted to watch the Timbers, I think they're going to be pretty frustrated. I think there's going to be a lot of outcry. I think about like my parents and family and people that watch their local teams that are but aren't like watching everything.
Right.
They're not watching, you know.
So it's not on local TV anymore? It's all on Apple TV.
Other than whatever ESPN and Fox pick for national network broadcasts.
For their couple of big games a year.
Everything is on Apple TV.
Your parents can't navigate. I mean, it's just go to the app. You just open the app and it's like right there.
I don't know that my parents are going to go pay for the Apple TV app if they don't watch other stuff on Apple TV.
There's great stuff on Apple TV.
Yeah, you got Ted Lasso's on Apple TV.
Ted Lasso
coming
back.
I'm just saying.
And you still haven't watched it.
You haven't watched
it. I don't have Apple TV.
Yeah.
It's $5.
Well, you got to get it now to watch Timbers, don't you?
Yes, you do.
I might have to.
Yeah, come on,
it's worth it, man.
But I'm saying people though that would just casually
Sure.
Like, just, flip a game they on. Just want to watch the Timbers. They're not, I don't think they're going to jump through all those hoops.
Interesting.
Oh, I think you're way wrong on that.
My last pick.
I'm not talking about Timbers Army people.
Yeah, they'll go.
You're talking about your parents. Do your parents watch Timbers games?
Yeah. They would flip over and watch Root.
Do they not know how to use apps on their televisions?
They do. I'm saying they're not going to seek it out. They're not going
to
pay.
That's a choice then. Like, that's not a I don't know how to do it thing. If you're already using Netflix, HBO Max, cable, whatever, you already are
navigating.
What
you've got to pay for
options.
The service, it's an actual, you got to pay like $100 a year or $14.99
like
a month.
Like a League Pass thing.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I wasn't under that assumption. I was under the assumption that they just had the exclusive rights and you had to watch it on Apple TV.
No. It's a whole extra thing on top of Apple TV. Now, if you subscribe to Apple TV, then you get a discounted rate. But I think it's $100 a year for the service, and if you're an Apple TV subscriber, it's like $75 for the year.
Well, that's kind of dumb.
It's MLS season pass on Apple TV is either $14.99 a month or $99 for the season. What I'm confused of, are you sure that's what we have to pay locally? They don't give you the local game for free?
I don't think so. Mm. This isn't a TV situation. They bought the whole thing. So unless
the rights for everybody.
Unless the Timbers are picked, like the Timbers Sounders games will be on ESPN or Fox. They love that rivalry. But just your random Wednesday night game against FC Cincinnati or something, you got to get the service.
Who's calling? Is it still the same broadcast crews in? Do they bring them with them to Apple TV?
I know they have hired Jake Zivin and Ross. I can't remember his first name. I know they've hired the Timbers guys, but I think they can do whatever game. I don't know if they're going to keep them on that or if they just all do it like the NFL does.
That's fascinating that they're not on local TV. I didn't realize that.
Oh, you didn't know that part of
the deal? I did not know that part of it. I figured all the local games were, but if you wanted to watch other teams, it was kind of a league pass
Fox
thing.
Fox 12 and all that stuff. I don't know what Krupke's going to do in the summers now.
Krupke, what are you going to do, man?
We should text him and just say, what are you going to do? And see how he responds. Like, what do you mean?
What do you mean? What am I going to do?
Yeah,
text
Timbers
him, what are you
plus
do?
300 to win the Western Conference, but, plus 5,000 to win the MLS Cup.
Make that make sense. They have the second highest odds to win the West, but they're plus 5,000 to win the whole thing.
Well, how good is the East then?
I don't
are we talking about Giannis in the East versus the Blazers? Like,
can the Timbers take
LA,
on Giannis? I don't know.
LAFC is a prohibitive favorite in the Western Conference.
Yes.
They are the favorites to win the MLS Cup. So they're saying the East is wide open, but the West, it's going to be LAFC.
Our Football Friday's turned into a Football Friday. See what I did there? Last pick for me, I'm on the Timberwolves tonight. Timberwolves, please. Thank you. Write that down. -5 at home against the Orlando Magic.
Okay.
Who are waiting around for their whole roster to get traded.
Write that down. I can't wait to forget about my own picks.
Oh, I wrote them down, baby. I'm tweeting them out. This is going out.
Hardest shot at the skills competition in the NHL.
Public record, okay? The people demand. People demand their bets in Sprague and Line. And Sprague and Line is brought to you by Dylan Brooks. A nut shot is no different than a Sprague pick. A stomach ache is on the horizon.
That's what she said.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Larry Mullen. Weirdest Fears podcast commercials. The only thing worse than a Sprague pick.
Yeah, what do we make of that podcast? The Weirdest Fears thing. Like, I'm kind of interested, but I don't know if I'm in.
Nah, I'm not in.
Like, what's your weirdest fear? Give me the weirdest fear you have.
Weird?
I don't know.
The biggest one I have, like the biggest phobia I have is of needles.
Oh.
The biggest fear I have is falling off of something that's high up.
That's your biggest fear in your whole
life?
Like,
I have nightmares about it, off of, like, my car going off the edge of a road.
And you can feel the free fall.
Or I'm, like, on the top of the Empire State Building, and then the fence gives out, and I fall down. Like, that's
I have that sometimes in my dreams. I hate it.
I can't get too close to the edge of High Points.
I can't either.
I have to stay at least 5 feet back.
Oh. Mine's just dying.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to die.
Don't believe in Jesus, huh?
No.
Should we get into that right now?
I mean, I could talk about that if we're being honest about it, but I don't think we have enough time.
They said, Sprague only gets 2 minutes a week to talk basketball. You just spent half the time talking MLS. What the hell's up with that?
Yeah, what is the hell?
Somebody also pointing out, why are you guys never behind the clock when Swag has something to talk about?
You ever noticed that?
I've never noticed that before.
Listeners observing the clock not mattering when it's a segment that he's involved in. It's almost like Status Story goes to, like, you know, 8:35 on Wednesdays when we do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.